everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Kelly O Show. Today is a Kelly O solo show. In fact, this is a two-part episode you're tuning into, so make sure you listen to part one and two. In total, we're looking at about 30 minutes each. And FYI, this was originally a Facebook Live video that aired in my private Facebook group. And my private Facebook group, I will officially invite you to join. For those of you that are female, this is a group I created specifically for women only. It's called A Year of You First. And truly, I was inspired to create this group after seeing a friend of mine post something in another private Facebook group. And she was basically sharing how she had had tremendous success over the course of a year. And she didn't make it necessarily public, but she said, this is what I'm going to do over a year. I'm going to stick with my caloric deficit window. I'm going to work out four times a week. I'm going to do this, this, and this. I want to get in the best shape of my life at age 51. And she was able to share in that private group what she accomplished over a year. And she said, you know, I lost 20 pounds. I did this. I did this. I did this. And it really just struck me. I'm like, that's what we need more women to focus on, which is we're so, and I have been guilty of this more than anybody else. We're so focused on microwave events, you know, everything, instant gratification. We're so hard on ourselves and we so expect overnight results because we're so hard on ourselves. It's funny how we wouldn't expect, if we saw a friend who wanted to lose 20 pounds and was saying, I've got to lose 20 pounds by Thanksgiving or by this wedding in 2 weeks, we'd say, come on, you're being way too hard on yourself. But yet we do that to ourselves. So I was inspired by seeing this post because truthfully, I've had the best results in my life, both from a stress reduction perspective, but also from just physical results. When in 2017, I did the same thing. I hired a trainer and I realized that it was my tendency to expect results way too fast. And I said, I am committing to training with you for a year. I am committing to staying true to the process. And whenever my results show up, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to really try to work on my attitude, meaning when I'm at the gym, not obsessing over, is somebody looking at my bra being too tight? You know, do these people over there, are they staring at me because they think I'm fat? Like, let go of all of the overwhelmingly high expectations and unrealistic expectations. So that's part of the reason why I created the Facebook group was I wanted women to commit to a year of bettering themselves physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever. And we're not all on the same program. This is not join my group and we're all doing, you know, P90X or join my group and we're all doing this diet. Everybody's doing their own thing, but I'm leading the group and I'm holding us all accountable. And then the second part of that is in the title as well. It's about putting yourself first. Because as women and whether you have kids or don't have kids, if you're like me, you can be that caretaker who takes care of everybody around you and you put yourself last. I certainly have put my health last and put myself last over the past several years in the work environment, in my personal environment, within my family, and it didn't work. You know, it just doesn't work. You might think you're doing a great thing, but being a martyr just doesn't work. And so these are things, this was the impetus for me creating this group. Like I mentioned, it is free. It's growing every day. The feedback for me creating this group, and every time I share it, I've got two or three more people that will join that day. It's really strictly an opportunity for you to check in, share what you're struggling with, share what you are succeeding with, share what you're working on that week, and stay true. Stay true to what you said you would do. Because, you know, what do we all do in January? We all say we're going to do X, Y, Z to lose weight. And by February 15th, we've given up. And what I hope to do with this group is keep everybody going, regardless of when you start. So I encourage you to join the group. Again, it's on Facebook. It's called A Year of You First. It's free, female only. It's led by me. And I think you will meet some fantastic new friends and create great success for yourself. So this podcast is actually a video that I did live in that group. And what we're talking about today are how to, specifically, I'm titling this, how to lose weight even heading into the holidays by getting back to the basics, but really sticking with the basics. And I'm going to tell you that I'm very, very proud of what I'm talking about here, because the past couple of weeks, I've had so many big aha moments that have finally put me in a position where I can say, after years of dieting and years of working out and wondering why I just can't get past, I feel like I'm stuck at the same place. And I have been blaming it on my hypothyroidism for years. And so it was several different things. And I go over that in this video / podcast, that were able to open my eyes. And I'm so grateful and so excited that I was able to have these huge aha moments and that now I can pass these on to you. And trust me, I guarantee when you listen to this two-part episode, you'll have the same aha moments, because pretty much every woman in the group has private messaged me and said, oh my God, like that's been me. That's what I've been focusing on, the wrong things. I finally feel like I can do this. Like we're all having the same aha moments going, wow, it really is a lot more basic than I've been making it. I've been overcomplicating things. I have been focusing on the wrong things. I know that I can do this now, yada, yada, yada. So I apologize for the very long introduction, but I did need to lay some groundwork here. You'll be hearing a lot more in the future about my group. We'll be interviewing some people who are having success coming up in the first quarter of 2020. But for right now, sit back and enjoy. This is a two-part Kelly O'Solo show on how you can get the extreme confidence that I have, knowing you can lose the weight you've been trying to lose forever by getting back to the basics. And again, I do encourage you, make sure you head on over to Facebook and join the Facebook group, A Year of You First. Happy Monday. Many of you guys are probably going to watch this on the replay. So either happy Monday or Tuesday or whenever you watch this. I am back from Phoenix. I had a wonderful weekend and I am so fired up, and I made sure to give myself a couple of notes to go by so that I get right. As I realize, I haven't gotten right to the point. So I get right to my points and I go in an order that makes sense for all of you. Because what I was referring to earlier is I've had, particularly in the past couple of weeks, just like in succession, several massive awakening aha moments. And by the way, if any of you join me live, I think in the future, I'm going to stick to doing live videos when I announce it and I know people can be there. Anyway, I've had a succession of all of these aha moments about weight loss, really, weight loss, and then a bigger picture about health. And I'm going to talk about what I learned this week about cleansing and tying that back to fasting and so on and so forth. Because, of course, none of us are looking to just strictly lose fat, strictly lose weight. We want to be healthy. We want to make this long-term. This is also about wellness and longevity. And so I'm going to share with you guys everything that has been so overwhelmingly like the coolest I just can't even describe to you how the past 2 weeks, everything that I've learned in succession, many of which are lessons or things that I've heard before, but the way that I've heard it, the timing that I've heard it, and how I'm putting everything together, combining with me being able to be real with myself and go, okay, this is what I haven't been doing. This is why I haven't been having the results I wanted. I am literally so fired up to be heading into the holiday season. And you guys, I'd be saying this same thing to you. I want to let you know, I would be saying this same thing to you all in this group and really to anybody that knows me. I would be saying the same thing to you if this was April. It just so happens that it's the holiday season. And what I'm sharing with you is that I'm so fired up to start implementing what I've learned in a big way. And for the first time in several years, I have the utmost certainty that I will reach my goals, reach the ultimate weight loss goal that I've been trying to hit for several years. And I feel great about it. And I also feel great about it considering it's the holiday season. You know, I mean, this is the time of year when people typically go to one extreme or the other. They're either going to go and look at the holidays and go, oh, I'm going to be at, you know, this Thanksgiving event. I'm going to be seeing family and friends I haven't seen in forever. I'm going to do some crash diet or go keto so that I can, you know, lose all this fat fast and impress people. Or they're going to be the other mindset. They get to this time of year and they're like, I haven't reached my fat loss goal again. I feel gross in all my clothes. Screw it. It's the holidays. I'm not going to diet through the holidays. Screw this. I'm just going to enjoy the holidays and I'll start fresh in January. That's when everyone's depressed. That's when everyone's joining the gym. Screw this. And then they go balls to the wall with, you know, eating all the things and not working out. And then what happens is they create this environment in January where they feel more loathsome about themselves. Yada, yada, yada. What I'm sharing with you is for the first time, I'm heading into the holidays. No, I'm not happy with where I'm at. I distinctly remember how I felt last year at this time. I had been working with a dietitian that to say she derailed my fat loss efforts is an understatement. I was thicker, heavier. None of my clothes fit me. I remember we were going home to Houston to visit Steve's family, and I didn't want anybody to see me. Hey, Shannon. And it was the worst feeling ever. So am I in that state now? No. But am I at my fat loss goal? No. But I'm here the week before Thanksgiving knowing. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate that. Knowing that I can go into the holiday season, enjoy the wine, enjoy the turkey, enjoy the stuffing, enjoy the Christmas parties in December, enjoy New Year's Eve. We're going to be traveling back to Chicago. We're going to be going to Miami after that. I'm going to be able to enjoy the treats and indulgences over the holidays, but also get my workouts in and stick to applying what I've learned with caloric deficit and the cleansing and the fasting that I'm going to share with you. And I truly believe that I'm going to be sharing with you the first week of January, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it'll be 5 pounds. Maybe it'll be 2 inches. Maybe it'll be 10 pounds. I don't know. I will be losing weight and making progress through the holidays. And I firmly believe that within 90 days, I mean, I'm not saying I have to. My ultimate goal is to lose. I probably to be at my ideal fat percentage, I think I probably would be comfortable losing about 20 pounds. So I think that within 90 days, I will reach that. And I have not been able to confidently say that in several years. And it's because I've been feeling like I just can't fix my hypothyroidism. I'm stuck with Hashimoto's. It's, you know, a year or so ago, I had adrenal burnout. So that was in effect for a while. And then I was listening to a dietitian's advice that was totally wrong. And then I was eating healthy, but not applying a caloric deficit, unbeknownst to me. I thought I was. Lots of stuff has happened to make me feel cumulatively over the past couple of years. I kind of felt powerless. I kind of felt like maybe I'm stuck. I'm stuck in this perpetually
almost there. People think I'm fit, but I'm not really fit. I feel like I'm okay. I feel good in clothes, better with Spanx, not good, not great in a bikini, you know, like I'm just done. And I've been done being at that place, but I have not felt confident that I could get past it. And I never blamed my age. I've just been blaming hypothyroidism. So what I'm going to do is go into what these crazy, wonderful aha moments and lessons that I've been exposed to over the past 2 weeks that have put me in this position where I'm like, bam, here's the deal. It's on. Any of you that want to go with me, you can do it too, because I just know. I know that I was exposed to all of this information to make me go, what? So that I can do this for myself, but also so I can take a lot of you with me, because I know so many of you in this group, and I'm also going to take this recording and make this into a podcast and make it public later. And I can't tell you how many messages I get, and people that have been following me for years or people that just discover me now. I've got women in their late 20s that have hormone issues. I've got women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Everybody's got the same problem. They're all like, I'm stuck. I can't lose weight no matter what I do, blah, 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 blah. There are some basics that everyone's missing. And if you apply what I really firmly believe, we can all optimize our health, lose fat, and get in a much better place where we don't feel like we're constantly swimming upstream and that nothing's going to work and that we're going to be like complaining and whining and frustrating. We can do this. I'm going to do it. And I sincerely challenge all of you to join me in whatever way that looks like, you know, join me as officially as you want to or not. So here's where things started for me. A lot of you guys know I've shared it in here. I've shared it on my social media. My Instagram, yada, yada, yada. One of the first things that just was this mind-blowing lesson for me recently was stumbling on this guy on Instagram, Jordan Syatt. He is going to be interviewed on my podcast. I hope all of you are subscribed to The Kelly O Show. Hard plug, not ashamed. He will be on the podcast, I think in January. He was supposed to be in November, but understandably, we had to move it. I stumbled on him. I really don't know how. I think it was another podcast guest. And I started looking at his posts. And then I went and I watched some of his YouTube videos. Strongly recommend that you ladies go dive into his YouTube videos. If you're okay with some language, hopefully you are, because I swear a lot. You know, he is probably, I think, the best thing out there, one of the best things out there in fitness, because what he is teaching will snap you out of crazy mindsets that are not your fault. You've been exposed to messaging from the media, from Instagram, from Facebook, from Pinterest. I mean, I saw stuff on Pinterest the other day about like, here's how to target fat underneath your arms. Do these exercises. It'll burn fat under your arms. You can't spot target fat burning, dumbasses. Okay, I'm digressing, but I get very upset when I know that people are being misled by this stuff. Oh, you want to lose weight? Just go keto. Really? Anyway, so and nothing against, I do know some people that are, they live the keto lifestyle. It's just that the people that I know that are successfully living the keto lifestyle, the vast majority of them did it for health and for like gut issues. They didn't do it for weight loss. When I see people going, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to buy a Peloton and go keto. I'm just like, okay, welcome to like 700 pound weight gain in about 2 months. Okay. When you rebound, I digress. So stumbled on Jordan Syatt. He had a video. Actually, he had a podcast interview with a woman who has Hashimoto's, which is what I have, which is what a lot of you have. And he interviewed her in an hour-long podcast. And it so struck home to me because here was this woman who was saying all the things that I've been saying for the past couple of years. She's like, I've purified my diet. I've added all the supplements. I've read all the books for Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. I've done this. I've done that. And no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. I can't lose fat. And she said, it wasn't until I, you know, joined your program, Jordan joined your inner circle. I think that's the name of his program, that she started to lose weight. Hey, Tracy. And so I'm listening to this podcast going, that's been me. And essentially what she was saying is it what she thought she couldn't lose weight. She was eating all organic paleo. Again, I'm summarizing so I could be misspeaking on some of these points. Organic, non-GMO, not processed foods, cutting out alcohol, watching for carbs, cut, you know, all these food rules that we've all been exposed to, right? She's doing all of that and not losing any weight, staying the same weight. That's been me for the longest time. I've just been staying the same weight. And then on top of that, this year, a lot of you guys know, you know, I was sidelined and probably lost 80% of my workout time for the past 4 to 6 months due to chronic migraines, chronic headaches, just ridiculous. So I listened to that podcast and I was like, what? Because once that woman who had the highest level of skepticism, when this Jordan guy told her, you need to be in a caloric deficit, and she gave him the answer that I've said to several trainers over the past years, I know what I'm eating. I'm totally fine. My diet's fine. It's not my diet. And most of you, let me tell you, if you would put a camera, retroactively speaking, and follow me around for the past 2 years, nobody would say, Kelly Alexa is full of it. I've seen her eat. Now, number one, I love to eat. Okay. I have an appetite. I love to eat. I can eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts and probably still be hungry 3 hours later. I'm not that girl who's like eating a few leaves of lettuce and I'm full. So I can eat, but I also, if you would have retroactively placed a camera and followed me around, you would probably look at me and most people would probably look at me and go, how can that girl eat the stuff she eats? And if she's saying she can't lose weight, nobody can lose weight. That's what a lot of people would say about me, because you would see me eating egg white omelets. You would see me eating, you know, my coffee with almond milk and stevia and monk fruit. You would see me making turkey meatloaf. You would see me eating organic paleo, blah, 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 blah. Hi, Barb. And so if you watch me the past several years, you'd be like, Kelly Alexa's eating healthy. And nobody would say, oh, I've seen her binge. I've seen her secretly doing this, that, the other. No. So I thought I was spot on with my eating. I thought I was fine. I also thought that I knew what caloric window I was in. I thought I knew how much I was eating every day. I really thought that my problem was that quite often when I work, I will not eat enough. And that certainly has been a challenge for me in many years where, you know, I can come out and I'm unintentionally fasting all day because I've had my coffee in the morning. I get really busy and it's kind of weird because as somebody who loves to eat, it's very easy for me to not eat all day. But listen to that podcast. He's interviewing this woman with Hashimoto's who's saying she did all the things. People, I've read every book on Hashimoto's hypothyroidism there is. I've read every book on adrenal fatigue there is. I've read every book on PCOS. My brain is so full with information on hormonal imbalance and what to take. And I can tell you all of these different experts and eBooks that I've bought and I applied all of it. And I'm taking selenium and I'm taking iron and I'm taking vitamin D3 and blah, all these, you know, spending $700, $800 a month on supplements plus bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment. Now, a lot of that stuff is doing well. But this woman was doing the same thing, and it wasn't until she got very strict and started writing down every single thing she was eating and making sure that she was in her caloric deficit window that finally, guess what happened? She lost weight. And I do encourage you, if you haven't, go look up Jordan Syatt's podcast and look up. There's two interviews, one with a woman recently. I think she has PCOS. And then another woman who it's the Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, how to lose weight with it. And then he has another recent episode, strictly more on a woman with binge eating and up and down. That's just another good episode. But he's a gold mine. So this was the thing that set me off on the oh my God, because the truth is, ladies, this fitness girl, this one who knows it all, right? Once I started paying attention to what I was eating and all the extra little nibbles of, oh, well, I can have a few extra of these peanut butter balls I made for my man. I mean, it's organic honey, organic peanut butter, organic dark chocolate, organic oats. It's oats, which is carbs, dark chocolate, which is sugar, honey, which is sugar, peanut butter, which is sugar and fat. And each ball, once I went and figured out the macros for the balls that I was making, each one is about 110 calories. So when he and I would sit down to watch Netflix and chill, I realize I should qualify that because I think Netflix and chill made something very dirty. I'm saying we sat down and watched TV. But when we would bring out those peanut butter balls that I would make, he and I could easily eat six or seven of those. They're these little delicious balls. And you don't think about that because when you have that mindset of, you know, well, this is healthy. This is, or if I was cooking dinner at night and I was, you know, making something for him when he was in a trial, he got home really late at night, I'd probably already had my three meals. But my stomach's a little, you know, little not full. And I'm making him some, you know, I remember distinctly one night, I was making him some grilled chicken with vegetables, zucchini on the grill, the inside grill with black beans and rice. And I'm like, I'll sit down and have this with him. You know, old school Kelly, know-it-all Kelly, fitness Kelly would go, this is grilled chicken, organic grass-fed non-GMO chicken. This is organic black beans. This is brown rice. This is avocado. It's healthy fats. This is, you know, everything on that counter that I was cooking that night was good for me, was healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. But the bottom line is if you've already eaten to your caloric deficit window and you eat that, that's what keeps you from losing weight. And it's that I was making that dinner for him after I'd figured out what my caloric window was. And so that day I knew that I was already at my window. For me, my window right now is 1400 to 1600 calories a day. So I'd already had it. And yet I could have eaten that. And that would have been an extra 200-400 calories, maybe at the most, which is not a lot, but still that keeps me in maintenance mode. So to me, this was this huge first, whoa, holy shit moment. Like, this is what's been keeping me from losing weight. Not my Hashimoto's. It's just I've been eating too much. People, you can be the healthiest person on the planet. You can shop at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's all freaking day. If you are not counting what you're eating, and so many of us are doing this, and a lot of women, because I used to be one of them, the number one thing they'll say when I say you've got to count your calories, you've got to write it down, you've got to put it in MyFitnessPal. Oh, life's too short. If life's, you know, life's too short, I don't want to be recording all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. You're the same woman, because I was. You're the same woman that's going in your closet going, I can't believe nothing fits me. I'm so depressed. Why is this tight on me? I don't want to go to the gym. I'm embarrassed. I'd pay anything if I could just lose 20 pounds. And then somebody tells you how to do it and you're like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to record that. I don't want to give up my wine. You can't have it both ways, lady. And I'm the same person. I was the same person who was like, I don't think I ever said, I'm not going to record my food. I just thought it was a drag. But the truth is, If you are unhappy enough in your body and you want a certain level of fitness, then there's a certain amount of work you got to do. It's just like making money. If you want to become a millionaire, there are steps you have to take every single day. If you're not willing to do it, then you're not going to be a millionaire, and accept it. So make a choice. Okay. So number one, that was my first major aha moment. And you know why it didn't get me angry? For a minute, it got me angry because I thought of all the time I've wasted. And I thought, like, wow, if I just kept it basic instead of going, oh, it's this right perfect proportion of carbs and protein and it's got to be organic and it's got to be this. Like, I could have been losing weight on lean cuisine. Not that I'm recommending that. Making a point. We get hung up on all the wrong things. Oh, I'm not having enough kale. Oh, I can't eat fruit because that's carbs. I can't have diet soda because it'll turn into insulin and that'll make my body store fat. All that stuff is just bullshit. It's so simple. It's back to basics. That was part one. And that was really what started getting me going, whoa, like that's the simplest thing. And you know why I'm sharing this in such great detail in this group? Because every single woman in this group, I don't care if you want to lose 5 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds. It doesn't matter how you're going to do it. Just figure out your caloric deficit. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter if you're on the pill, if you're not on the pill. If you are not going to give this caloric deficit thing a absolute gung-ho for the next 90 days, whenever it is that you watch this video, if you see this video on December 30th, say you're going to do it for the next 90 days, then you are crazy to say that you can't lose weight. And I will say that because I said it to myself. if you cannot, because let me tell you this, I can't look back and go, I've been spot on for 90 days because I know I haven't. I haven't been tracking. It wasn't until I saw this. And then I actually realized when I shared with you guys that time that I was standing at the counter and Steve was coming home from a trial late at night and I was making him that dinner, I'd hit my caloric window. That, just like the last video I posted in here on Saturday, that day when I was standing there making the grilled zucchini and about to have a couple bites of that grilled zucchini. Now, you guys could be watching this going, is she really going to say that a couple of bites of grilled zucchini is going to blow it? It's the point, guys. It's the principle. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and say, I want to lose weight and know. And here's the thing, you know, I said of all ages, let's get real. As you get older, watching your calories is a key. Even it's even more important. Those of you that are 25 without hormonal issues, you know, yeah, maybe you could get away with being active and having those extra bites of zucchini and it's not going to bother you. But too many calories is too many calories when you want to lose weight. And I sat there and I'm like, you know what? Do you know how many days in any kind of similar situation that I would have sat down and said, you know what? This is chicken. This is good protein. This is healthy fats. I'm going to have it. And I wouldn't have thought I was binging. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. And that's what has kept me where I'm at. Number one challenge to you, commit that starting today, whenever it is that you watch this video, and it doesn't have to, this isn't a special diet. It's just you going, you know what? Next 90 days, I'm going to give myself the gift. This is part of your year of you first. I owe it to myself to see, you know, if you want to bet me, bet me. Dare yourself to do the caloric deficit. I will help you figure out what your macros are. Again, please, just full disclosure, there's a lot of trainers in here. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a dietitian. I'm just somebody who learned it from somebody else. I'll tell you how I did it because it's not rocket science. I don't believe you have to be a trainer or a dietitian. I'm not going to tell you to eat 1,000 calories a day. I'm not going to tell you anything crazy. I'm going to tell you to be sensible and eat enough. But I just want full disclosure. I'm not a doctor. I just look like I play one on a soap opera. So that's point number one. I challenge you to head into the holidays and say, I'm going to give 90 days of a caloric deficit my all. Now, that leads me into point number two, probably 85 minutes later. Point number two is, you might hear me say, start a caloric deficit heading into the holidays. Those two things don't fit together. This is why they do. Okay? So those of you that are into fitness, health, and wellness might be watching this going, are you going to talk about macros? To keep it simple, for those of you that are newer to fitness and health and wellness and losing weight, I'm not going to get into macros. That's kind of like the next level up of tracking calories. Let's keep it simple for the purposes of this discussion. So you figure out that, like, I'll use myself as an example. For me to lose weight, I need to be consuming between 1400 and 1600 calories. 1600 is a slower rate of weight loss. If I go to 1400, that's a slightly faster rate of fat loss. So I'm varying that between some days. Some days are lower, some days are higher.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is the end of part one. Make sure you listen to part two.